We've heard it in a psalm, and we heard Jesus say those words, my God, why have you forsaken me? We think about that human sentiment, that experience of feeling that God doesn't care, that even Jesus, God's Son, felt that. So it reminds us about the sense of Jesus not only being human, but being vulnerable, but yet blessed with this incredible gift of faith. Faith and yet courage that he somehow was going to fulfill the Father's will and die for God's people. We know that in the gospel too that Jesus invites his disciples to pray. And so I really think that's one of the invitations he offers us as we began this Holy Week. To try to spend even daily just a couple minutes in prayer and think about maybe a couple things. One is to ask yourself the question, what does the sacrifice of Christ mean for me, for my life, for my salvation, for my redemption? To recognize how it is Christ who gives his all for us. Secondly, it's in the second reading today that St. Paul describes of Jesus emptying himself out for us. So that divine power, in a sense, could be somehow renewed within him as he rises from the dead. And so for me, it offers maybe another possibility to think about what is it within ourselves that we might need to empty ourselves. Sometimes maybe from not only our sin, but maybe a disposition, a certain kind of doubt, a certain struggle. And as you think about emptying those things, to really hopefully maybe bring them to the cross, especially on Good Friday, and to really try, if you can, to attend the services of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, or Easter Sunday, or the Easter Vigil. And to know that these are really the days that Christ reveals this divine gift of who he is as God's Son, to lay down his life unselfishly, obediently, humbly, that we can gain life. So I really think it's a marvelous time for us to pray for one another as well, but especially to think about the gift of Christ and how he accomplishes God's great victory over sin and death for us. Let us praise him and let us continue to honor him, and then in our own way, let us know that as we come, hopefully on Easter Sunday, we can rejoice knowing that Christ reveals the fullness of God's love and life to us.